Story 27. Jonah. The Lord said to the prophet Jonah, "I want you to go and preach at Nineveh. Tell them I'm going to judge them because of their wickedness." Jonah knew that God would forgive the people of Nineveh if they repented. But these people were enemies of Israel, and Jonah didn't want to help them. So he made plans to go a different direction to another part of the world. He went to the seaport town of Joppa, where he bought a ticket and boarded a ship. Once they were out to sea, God sent a violent storm on them. The sailors were terrified because the storm was about to break up their ship. They threw their cargo overboard in order to lighten the load. All the sailors started praying to their various gods. But Jonah was asleep down inside the ship. The captain went and woke him up. He said, "How can you sleep? We are about to die. Get up and pray to your God." Finally, the sailors began to think that this storm might have come upon them because of one particular person on the ship. They cast lots to see who it might be. The results showed that Jonah was the reason for their trouble. They began to question him, "Who are you and what have you done?" Jonah answered their question honestly. He said, "I serve the Lord God who made the sea and the dry ground. I am running away from him." Still, the storm got worse. The sailors asked Jonah, "What should we do?" Jonah said, "If you throw me overboard, the storm will stop." The men didn't want to kill an innocent man, so they worked hard to fight the storm and bring the ship to land. Finally, they realized they couldn't fight against God. They cried out to the Lord and asked him to forgive them for what they were about to do. Then they took hold of Jonah and threw him overboard. Immediately, the storm stopped. The men were amazed. They bowed down, worshiped the Lord, and promised to serve only the one true God. God had prepared a large fish that was waiting for Jonah. As he fell into the water, the fish swallowed him. The prophet was inside the fish for 3 days. Finally, he prayed to God, "I will do what you want me to do." Then the Lord spoke to the fish. It went to land and vomited Jonah out on the shore. After that experience, Jonah was ready to obey God. Once again, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, "Preach to them, and tell them I'm going to judge them because of their wickedness." This time, Jonah obeyed. When he arrived, he began walking through the city. He shouted, "God is going to destroy this city in 40 days. The people of Nineveh heard the message and believed it. They repented from their sins and begged God to have mercy on them. Even the king came down from his throne and took off his royal robes. He prayed and fasted and told everyone else to do the same. He said, "God might change his mind and allow us to live." The Lord saw all they were doing, and he knew they had turned away from their wickedness. So he did not destroy the huge city of Nineveh after all. Many thousands of people were spared because they repented after hearing the preaching of Jonah.